Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 156 for Monday, November 24th. I'm Taryn Shields. Ice futures Canada canola contracts ended slightly higher after a day of quiet, choppy activity on Monday. Prices were anywhere from unchanged to $2 higher, the January contract up $1.60 at $432.60 per ton. Some of the strength was linked to spillover support from the advances seen in Chicago's soy oil futures. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Further support came from a continued lack of significant farmer selling in Western Canada as they wait for the new tax year and stronger prices. However, spillover pressure from the weakness in Chicago soybeans helped to limit the advances. The large U.S. soybean crop and good conditions for South American soybeans was also bearish for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all unchanged and untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all moving lower. Soybeans were down anywhere from 4 to 9 cents lower. January down 4 and a quarter cents at $10.34 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. Expectations that the U.S. soybean harvest is now at 97% complete undermine the market, as did record large production prospects. Generally favorable weather for South American bean planting and development was also weighing on prices. Profit-taking on recent gains was bearish as well, though steady demand for the U.S. oilseed was supportive. Corn futures were down 4 to 6 cents on Monday, December, 5 and a quarter cents lower at $3.67.5 a bushel, March down 5 cents at $3.80.25. The large U.S. crop and a lack of fresh export demand news put downward pressure on values. Chart-based selling paired with expectations that farmers made very good harvest progress in the U.S. Midwest last week were also behind the weakness. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. and firmness in the domestic cash market limited the losses. Wheat in Chicago was 2 to 6 cents lower, December down 5.5 cents, the March contract 4.5 cents lower at $5.49 a bushel. Spillover pressure came from the weakness in corn and soybeans, with the large global supply situation also weighing on the market. On the other side, worries about cold temperatures possibly damaging newly planted U.S. winter wheat crops last week were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.